Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Hey, hi guys, how you doing? This is who I am, Omani. Just checking in with you guys. I know it's probably been a couple of weeks and you're probably wondering where I've been, and it's all good. Let's get right into it, as we usually do. So, I've been going through some of my information, and, you know, I really don't blog, but I do some little note-taking through the course of the day sometimes, and I've been looking at some things, and, you know, we talk literally about everything on this podcast, but we really, more and more I interact with others and ask questions, you know, get you know, material for the podcast. I think about, in particular, just trying to be consistent with what you guys are actually thinking about. And one in particular thing we don't talk about, but we have a tendency not to have a lot of, and it's called patience. I know y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all don't need to hear this particular segment. You're like, nope, I'm gonna skip this one. don't skip, please don't skip, because you need to hear this one. When we talk about self-awareness, and you know, I've talked about that a couple of times, and we talk about, you know, self-development and going through the stretching and things of that nature, we rarely talk about the patience that is tested and actually used in this forced, let me make that clear, forcibly used in the process, in the middle of the process, as we go through the process. A lot of people don't want to admit and don't want to talk about the patience, but in order for us to really appreciate anything that God manifests for us, we have to think about the patience. If you already don't realize, anything that we are challenged with, we usually have a deficiency in. Let me say that again. Anything that we are challenged with is usually what we have a deficiency in. So if God is testing your patience, you're either growing in it to the next level, or you don't have any at all, and he's trying to implement it into your life. So in this process, as we self-develop and we grow, and we grow closer to God and get an understanding of him, and, you know, again, his thoughts is not our thoughts and his ways is not our ways, you know, that's biblical. But when we really talk about, you know, the processes and what God is doing with us, it's a very painful, and I mean painful, process. Yeah. Very painful. And anybody that deals with any time of stress, that really is like going through it and really, I feel it in my spirit, want to cry, and, you know, God, I did everything you asked of me. Why am I still going through this? Just hurry up, God. I know I got to go through it. I get it. Omani has already said it many a times. I got to go through this. I get it. I have potential. I'm strong. I can do this. Yeah, depression may try to come in, but praise is what counteracts that, oh God. And I got that, and I hear you, oh God. But I just want you to hurry up and move this along, oh God. Hurry up, God. Just push it along. Get me past this. Nope. And then those are the times where you don't even hear God, where God is not even talking to you. Any other time, he's having a full-blown conversation with you. And most of the time, you're listening. And there is not a two-way information going back and forth. He's just telling you, this is the, and you do it. The thing is, we have to go through this process, and we have to go through it the time that God has ordained it to be. We have to understand as well that some may get this quicker than others, and some may have to go through a cycle or two to really understand what patience is. All I ask you guys is that you be patient with yourself. We're not even, if you don't even get have patience with yourself, you're not going to have patience with God, and you're definitely not going to have patience with people. Trust the God in you. Be patient with the flesh of you. Be patient. Patient, because you're growing through, and I meant to say growing, you're growing through a process that your body, your mind, and your spirit has never been through. So that's why I say you're being challenged on both your natural and your spiritual man. Be patient with yourself. Love yourself. Strengthen yourself with his word. Motivate yourself to setting your goals, making attainable goals. Let's not talk about the 5, 3, and 1 year. We're talking about the time where day to day, every second, this morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to ask God to bless me this morning. This morning, I'm going to wipe down the table just a little bit better. This morning, I'm going to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. Baby steps. God didn't ask you to move expeditiously. He asked you to move. He asked you to take, to go that way. Go forth. That's what he's teaching you. But y'all don't even see it like that. Y'all want to move so quickly. He says to be synchronized and syncopated to him. In order for us to be synchronized and syncopated, we have to know his every move. And the only way you really can know his every move is by getting an understanding of his word. Getting new revelation of what God has so greatly done. But I don't want to do that. I got it on audio. I can hear it. What's this word going to do for me? It's going to gird you up for when you don't have your Bible that you can just flip to and do what you want to do. We have to know where Daddy is in this posture, where he is in the next level. What is he trying to achieve and accomplish in this season? I talk about harvest and reaping almost in every podcast that I talk about. But the most thing that I want to drive home is God's holiness. Making sure that you are holy. But in order for you to be holy, and I'm not talking about I'm over that. You get what I'm saying? I don't feel that. I feel that God wants us to just be on the lookout with him. Hear him. Be synchronized with him. So we can move forward. So we can stretch. So we can develop. So we can be ready for when he comes in his fullness and his glory. Where we can really say, you know what? Thank you. So I'm quiet right now because I need for y'all to marinate on that. I need you to understand that patience is just that. Sometimes it's a silent, silent, silent conversation with yourself. Sometimes it is an intimacy with prayer that you have never been in. And sometimes it's just reading and laying there and looking up at the ceiling and saying, God, what's next? You, Y-O-U, must be ready for that time to prepare for war. But you have to be patient, because you cannot go before the cavalry goes in. You can't go before the recon and the intelligence goes in to get information of where the enemy is. You can't go in before that. We need the logistics first before you go to war and get yourself killed. Let's walk in wisdom, guys. Let's walk in love. And most of all, let's walk in the blood that covers the multitude of sin. And let's get self-developed. Let's blossom. Let's strengthen one another. When one is down, we should all be going up under that person and lifting them up until they can lift themselves up. That's part of the patience. You have to have true compassion and patience to be able to deal with this posture that we deal with daily. So we got to be mindful. We got to be mindful. You got a whole lot of people watching. That's a whole nother podcast, but I'm just saying, be mindful on what you say, how you say it, what you do. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with others. But most of all, be patient with God. Don't run off now. This is not the season for running. This is the season for development. This is the season of reaping the great harvest. Let's be patient, guys. Let's walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Long suffering is just that. It's patience for a long time. It's long. It's suffering, but when at the end, it's a blessing. I need for y'all to understand that in order for you to do anything, in order for you to have a quick trip up the street, you got to be patient, because you got to plan. You got to love on the people that are around you. But most of all, I need you to love yourself. Get an identity of your own, so you won't have to figure it out where you're going to be. God figures it out for us. All I'm asking is that you be patient in this season. I know this, it doesn't seem like, you know, you should. You know, I've sold, I've done this, I've done that, and I'm just tired and weak. Don't be tired. Haste, don't be tired. Haste makes waste. Don't rush it either. Be synchronized and syncopated. Be focused on the atmosphere changes. Listen to the earth. The earth is talking. Earth always talks. But listen to the sounds in the air and how it shifts, just like it does when the seasons change. But something is different in the air today. So be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with me. Yeah, I'm a little selfish. Be patient with me. Yes, and I will be patient with you. That's what we need. We need to be patient with one another. Now in this season, I ask God to protect you, keep you, strengthen you, motivate you, and empower you, and enlighten you. with new ideas, with strength, with direction, and most of all, peace, the peace of God that sits on your body. I thank you for just being who you are, Father. But most of all, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Continue to bless and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. You guys have a great and blessed night. Remember, patience is a virtue. Let's walk in this virtue. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Hello, guys. It's another morning. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to get another chance to get it right. Yes, I said it. I'm so excited this morning. I'm thanking God that we are still above ground and we are not underneath. We still got work to do. Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. I just have this need to reach out to you guys and to tell you guys, you don't look like the what you've been through. Not what you've been through, the what you've been through. How many people feel that there has been such a whirlwind of blows and jabs and stabs and lies and all these other things, and going through and pressing out and getting stretched and going through the crying stages and feeling low and then feeling high and then people that you thought was going to ride with you to the end wind up turning on you and flipping the script, and then the ones that you thought that weren't worth nothing as far as, you know, being a friend, wanna be in the most realest people in the world. Your money was funny at one time and your health was failing, but God said no. He said, I ain't doing this. No, my baby gonna survive through this thing. Not only is he or she going to survive, they're going to be victorious out of this thing. They're going to be not looking like what they've been through. Well, I'm here to encourage you guys and tell you guys, you don't look like what you've been through. I know I don't. I know I don't. If I could sit back and tell you within 16 minutes, because you know I like to stay in my 16 to 17 minute time. y'all laughing at that, but that's real talk. You still gotta be disciplined. I could tell you so much stuff that has happened to me. All the things that I've had experienced as a child, as a young adult, and as a grown adult with married with children, it has been a whirlwind. And it has been an uphill battle. It has been a challenge. It has questioned my faith. It had me to question my abilities. It had me to question who I am, my identity. It had to question, you know, my capabilities as a mother, my capabilities as a wife, my capabilities as a woman. I went through ups and downs and turmoil, and I'm not saying that I'm through, because there's processes that I'm still going through. There's things and challenges that I'm still dealing with, but I take it as a joy now. I walk in it and I embrace it, because this is part of the process. I'm understanding that this is part of the process, but I don't look like what I've been through, I could sit here and tell you guys, even in the posture that I sit, even what I wear, even the house that God has blessed me with, even with the vehicle, thank you, Jesus, paid for, that I can honestly say, I don't look like what I've been through. I don't feel like the what I've been through. Yeah, I'm a little sore from the battle. I'm a little tired from the war, but I don't look like the what I've been through. We and people look at me and be like, oh my God, you look so young and this is and that. And I'm not even talking about how young I look. That's not even the purpose of this whole thing. I just need for y'all to understand God is going to restore everything, restore you to your best if you allow him. Trust God in this process, guys. I keep on going back to tell you that. Trust God in this process. He loves us enough to say, you know what? I gotta restore them. I gotta have them be that walking, talking epistle. I have to have them to represent me in the best capability as possible. And most people gotta see it to believe it. And I'm telling you guys, you don't look like the way you've been battered. You don't even sound the same. People look at you like, oh, okay. And you just chilling and you all right. And people are like, well, how can you be so optimistic? Because I serve a father that covers me in every aspect of my life. I serve a daddy that loves me just the way I am. I serve a king who bestows royalties and discounts, come on here, and favor upon my life. I serve because I am. I am because I serve. Real talk. I want y'all to know that this is not unto death, guys. You're not going to die in this season. It ain't going to happen. He can't. There's too much in you for God not to pull it out of you. Allow him to pull what needs to be pulled out of you. Embrace this season. I know it sounds cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But embrace this season. The seasons have naturally changed in the atmosphere. The earth has heard Daddy's call, and it is moving to that particular season. We need restoration. To receive it, you have to be a willing vessel. Let's receive his glory. Let's not walk in heaviness. Let's walk in his glory and be restored and not look like the what you've been through. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to just say, you know, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to do it. People say, I can't do this no more. I can't do this. No. I always correct my girlfriends and tell them what I'm not going to do is this. What you're not going to do is that. Take this thing. Let's run with it. Let's be restored and refreshed and renewed. Let's embrace the challenges. And let's overcome the process. It is all about his glory. And it is all about his process. He loves us so much that he's not only going to put us through the process, he's going to get us through the process. And he's going to restore everything that the locust and the canker worm have stolen. Everything. Restore us with a new body. With a new way of outlook. A new mindset. A new restoration. A new walk of restoration. A new talk. A new verbiage. A new way to communicate. A new expression. All of it's going to be new. And you gonna like it. You really are. People gonna notice. Oh my goodness, you're always just so nice and you're always put together and this and that. And you don't know how it's happening. You don't have a clue. It's Daddy. It's our Father. He's taking the time out to say, you know what? I gotta have my baby look the part. He gotta look the part. He gotta be the part. He got to be what I asked him to be. He got to be the purpose. And you know what? God will restore you before you even catch it. You'll be sitting there like, oh, okay. Because I know I do. People are like, oh my God, you just got this glow. And I just be like, praise God. Because I don't know where it be coming from. I know where it be coming from, but I just be like, oh. And you don't, there's times where you don't even feel like being bothered. But God will just blow a little air on you The wind will be blowing and he'll kiss you on your forehead and say, come on, baby, I got you. Come on. Five more steps. You got it. Come on. I'm trying to tell y'all. Five more steps and you got it. Come on. You gotta learn how to crawl before you can walk. And you gotta learn how to walk before you can run. We don't look like the what we've been through. Come on here. We don't. You better embrace it because there's more to come. Way more to come. I know this is a short one, but I just had to say what I had to say this morning. I don't look like the what I've been through. And I'm telling you, there is more to come. He loves us. He loves you. And I know my daddy loves me. He got to because I'm still here and I didn't go crazy. Real talk. I thank God for your lives, y'all. It's okay. It's okay to be frustrated. It is all right. But don't stay there. Let's pull ourselves up out of it. Let's get strengthened. Let's rest on daddy. And let's walk in his will. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Talk to you soon, guys.